Welcome to Unalaska Fisheries Report. My name is Frank Kildy. I'm your host, and I'm calling in today from the Hawaiian Islands in Kauai, which is 2,700 miles due south of Unalaska Island on the south shore of this island called the Poipu area. Very nice weather here. Anyway, I've been here for about starting my second week today, and we're going to get right on to the fisheries report. We missed last week because I was arriving on Friday, so didn't have time to prepare a show. But we'll start off with ADF&G, Alaska Department of Fish and Game news. A big development today that just was announced late yesterday was the western district of the Aleutian Island brown king crab harvest was reduced 700,000 pounds. That district is usually a net 3 million pounds for years, for many years, and was reduced by ADF&G by 700,000 pounds, which is about 25% reduction. And that is going to be an ex vessel value hit of around 375 pounds. Will be well over $2 million to the brown crab harvesters. In that district, we have about two vessels, and I believe they're the big hit will go to the Norton Sound City Crew Group that does most of the harvesting there in the Western District. But that's a big development. That's the first major reduction that we've had in the brown crab fishery that I can recall in over 10 years. Now, I haven't seen the news release, and Miranda at ADF&G in the local office wasn't in to give me any explanation of why the reduction. We do know that they had lack of effort this past season and left around 450,000 pounds unharvested, and I don't know if that was because the catch per unit effort was low, or they have been doing some stock assessment work out there. So we'll probably have an answer for you why this reduction, or maybe invite Miranda on the show for next Friday. Getting other than that, another state water fishery of importance is our local Dutch Harbor food and bait fishery. Hasn't done anything yet. It's been open for a week today, and I talked to ADF&G Sand Point about 2 hours ago, and that office manages the fishery. There's been no appreciable harvest at all. The fish appear to be well offshore and in very deep water where the seiners can't get to them. There's three seiners, I believe, three or four seiners that have been registered, and I know there's at least two aircraft, spotter aircraft, but as of 2 hours ago, there's been no harvest landed by any of the herring seiners. So that fishery is still in standby mode until some of the fish starts moving in to the near shore areas. So that's not very good news. Traditionally, that fishery has a quota, it's a little bit over 2,000 short tons, so about 4.1 million pounds for this year's allocation, with the majority of that going to the Seine fleet, about 1,800 metric tons to the Seine fleet, and or not metric tons, but short tons, and 240 short tons to a gillnet fleet. And as far as I know, there's no gillnet effort this year, so that 240 short tons would roll over to the Seine fleet. But as of now, no harvest. I also discussed with the Sandpoint office if there would be any commercial openings for pink salmon or red salmon. And at this time, they haven't been able to do a survey. So as of this time, salmon fishing for commercial vessels will be closed until they can get some aircraft over here to do some assessments on the river systems for pink salmon. Right now, nothing going on there. And the last item on state water fisheries is they've had some landings on Dungeness, but it's been very small amounts. There's only one vessel registered, but there is some activity for Dungeness in the area. And there's also a state water sailfish fishery ongoing, but the catch on that is confidential. Moving on to the state water sportfish issues, there are still Lots of subsistence harvest and sport fishing going on over at Summers Bay, or not subsistence, but sport fishing. Sockeye have been getting some good catches over there at Rod and Reel in Summers Bay area. Sockeye are still coming into Reese Bay. McLeese Lake has had over 40,000 fish through the weir. It's one of the best returns in many years in the McLeese Lake area. And I know many of the local residents have been going over there and getting subsistence salmon harvested. So things are going there. And there have been some pink salmon starting to show up in Town Creek. Halibut and Pacific cod are being caught by Rock and Reel in the Bay Area. And fishing has not been that bad from what we understand. Crab catches also, some Dungeness and Tanner crab being caught in Broad Bay and then Kitten Bay. And that's our weekly sport fish update from the Department of Fish and Game in Kodiak providing that. We'll move over to our commercial groundfish harvest. Last week saw a harvest of 73,000 metric tons. That was a 10,000 metric ton groundfish increase from the previous week harvest, and the increase was due to an increase in the pollock bee season allocation. The total seasonal harvest stands at 1.2 million metric tons. There's still 783,000 metric tons of harvest still available, and the groundfish season has been pretty successful. Moving on to the pollock harvest for the week, we saw an increase of about 6,000 metric tons over the previous week. We had a harvest of 62,387 metric tons of pollock. The season total for the bee season stands at 280,000 metric tons harvested and still have 503,000 metric tons still available for harvest. 35% of the bee season allocation has been taken so far. The harvest of pollock for a combination of the A and B season stands at 821,000 metric tons, and there's still 503,000 metric tons of harvest. 61% of the overall annual pollock harvest is complete. Catch by sectors last week on pollock, catcher vessels led the way at 25,961. They still have 209,000 metric tons of B season allocation to harvest. They have 40% complete. The FT processors had 21,849,000 metric tons last week. They still have 197,000 metric tons of harvest. They're at 30% of their allocation. The mothership sector had just under 5,000 metric tons of harvest last week. They have 17,000 for the season, the bee season, and have 52,000 metric tons still available to harvest. They're 25%. And the CDQ sector last week had 9,600 metric tons of harvest. They're at 37,000 for the bee season and have 44,000 metric tons still available to harvest. They're at 46%. Chinook bycatch, just about 100 fish last week. The season update on Chinook is 17,345 fish. The non-Chinook, which is chum, is well over 55,000 fish. Don't have an exact total because one of the documents from NIMS wasn't out in time for the show today. But they had 50,000 last week, so I'm sure they're well over 50,000 metric fish of chum bycatch. Not too much to report on Pacific cod. Freezer longliners last week had 2,200 metric tons of harvest. They're at 64,406 metric tons for the season and still have a lot of fish to catch, 44,500 metric tons. They're at 17% of their bee season allocation. A little bit of jig fish caught last week, 4 metric tons. CDQ harvest last week, 586 metric tons. They're at 19,000 for the season and have 6,900 metric tons still available to harvest. Federal water fishery in Pacific cod, mostly bycatch and the mackerel and perch, 146 metric tons. They're up to 14,000 for the season and have 2,100 metric tons still available to harvest. Not much activity in the trawl sector, 538 metric tons. Most of that is bycatch and the pollock fishery. Trawl sector is in trawl sector has harvested 68,300 metric tons. The majority of last week's harvest was 358 was taken by the Amendment 80 fleet, and then the catcher vessel sector had 134 metric tons. The FC processors 4,600 metric tons. Moving on to the halibut sablefish fisheries. Halibut last week, there are up to 1,982 landings. It was a pretty slow week for a halibut fishery, 200,000 pounds landed, 10.2 million for the season, and there's 6.87 million pounds still to harvest. 60% of the annual allocation on halibut has been completed. The leading ports on halibut, Homer still leads the way at 1.6 million pounds, followed by Kodiak at 1.5 million pounds, Seward at 1.4 million pounds. Unalaska landings are being held confidential, but we probably have had well over half a million pounds landed locally, probably closer to a million, and we just don't have the numbers yet because we don't have three buyers. CDQ sector, they're up to 306 metric tons of harvest. There's 306 landings for the season, 431,000 metric tons landed. They still have 576,000 pounds to land for the six CDQ groups. They're at 43% overall. The stablefish IFQ fisheries, 1,058 landings for the season, 150,000 pounds landed last week. Season total is 11.7 million pounds landed, leaving 8.6 million pounds to harvest. 58% of the annual allocation is complete. In the leading ports on sablefish, Seward is well ahead of everyone else at 3.1 million pounds, Kodiak at 1.6, and Unalaska is in third place at 564,000 pounds landed. As I stated earlier, we've had no landings in Charter food and bait fishery, and we'll see what happens with that fishery. Sometimes those seiners have commitments on salmon that they have to take care of, so they usually like to get that herring caught and taken care of. We'll have to see how that develops if they have salmon openings on the peninsula for paints that they have to go do. But I think they'll probably wait around a while, to at least another week anyway, to see if the herring show up. That herring is used mostly for bait for the crab fisheries, longline harvesters, and the pot cod vessels that use that. So it is it's important that they get some of that herring harvested, otherwise it has to come from other locations in the country. Amendment 80 sector, we'll just look at a couple of species there because we're running a little bit long. The elephant sole had a pretty good week, 1,276 metric tons harvested. The yellowfin fishery now is up to just under 75,000 for the season. Still has 89,000 metric tons still available to harvest. They're just over 50% of their allocation. Miscellaneous harvest, miscellaneous sole harvest, 1,150 metric tons last week. They're at 26,357 for the season and have 45,900 left. They've harvested half of the miscellaneous sole species. Skate had 615 metric tons last week. They're up to 15,576 for the season, and 6,500 metric tons still available for harvest. They're at 70%. The perch fishery out in the Aleutian Islands had just under 2,000 metric tons of harvest last week. They're at 13,356 for the season and have 17,627 still available to harvest. 38%. Mackerel fishery last week, 1,238 metric tons. They're at 31,480 metric tons for this season and have 25,235 metric tons still available to harvest. Well, that wraps up this week's report from Kauai Island and the Hawaiian Islands. And we wish everyone a great weekend there in Unalaska. I understand the temperatures have been in the 70s almost every day. So you've got some of the Hawaiian weather coming your way, I guess. So have a great weekend. We'll see you next Friday. This is Unalaska Fisheries Report back to the studios at AUCB in downtown Unalaska.